News on MissouriNet. I'm Bill Wise. Federal prosecutors and defense attorneys have laid out their details about why Wesley Brian Castor should receive a 5-year prison sentence for attempting to burn down a Planned Parenthood facility in Columbia. The 43-year-old man is scheduled to be sentenced today. Castor pleaded guilty December 18th to counts related to illegal use of explosive materials against a federally funded organization and thwarting public access to the clinic by trying to burn it down. In February of 2019, he broke the glass door of the Planned Parenthood on Providence Road in Columbia, set buckets of gas inside, and threw in a Molotov cocktail to ignite the building. Several major legislative bills await action by the governor.
Governor Parson has not yet announced his intentions about a sweeping transportation bill with a partial repeal of the state's motorcycle helmet law and a ban on the use of eminent domain to build a potential hyperloop. Another bill awaiting a decision would make changes to the state's new medical marijuana industry, especially with the fingerprint background check process. And the governor has not yet taken action on a bill that would let residents of long-term care centers have electronic monitoring devices within their rooms. Alisa Nelson, MissouriNet.
While Missouri has the nation's seventh largest highway system with 34,000 miles of roadway, it ranks 49th in funding. Outgoing Senate Transportation Committee Chair Doug Leibla says it's time to raise the state's 17-cent per gallon gasoline tax, adding that out-of-state motorists pay 40% to 50% of it.
When we go into their states, we have to pay what their going rate is on the fuel user tax per gallon. But they have lots of other taxes on our gasoline, too, and diesel fuel.
Leibla says Pennsylvania's gasoline tax is 58 cents per gallon. His bill to increase Missouri's gas tax from 17 to 19 cents per gallon failed this year. The legislation would also have adjusted the taxes on gasoline and diesel fuel annually for inflation. Two officers injured yesterday while police worked to clear out a crowd of protesters who had camped outside of St. Louis City Hall. MissouriNet contributor Jill Enders has this.
Protesters have been gathering outside of City Hall off and on since last Wednesday, calling on the resignation of Mayor Lyda Crewson. Sunday's arrest came during the second effort by police to remove protesters from the area. Now, police say the arrest came after protesters knocked down metal barricades that officers put up around City Hall on Sunday. Two officers suffered minor injuries. The seven who were arrested face a wide range of charges, including assault, trespassing, and drug possession. Reporting in St. Louis, Jill Enders.
And officials at the Wentzville General Motors plant in eastern Missouri are making layoffs due to the recent uptick in coronavirus cases. According to the Detroit Free Press, the GM Wentzville plant is laying off its third shift of workers. Beginning July 20th, this could affect about 1,200 workers. You're listening to news on MissouriNet.